Good morning, everyone. This week's shiur, the weekly shiur from Maseches Tanis, is dedicated by Gary and Toby Greenstein in memory of their dear son Yomi Yosef Menachem Zichrono Lebracha Ben Gershom, who grew up here in the shul. And the weekly breakfast is sponsored by Bagel Munch, Le'ili Nishmas, Shimon Ben Ze'ev, and Fega Bas Chaim. We're sitting together on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom HaDin, and I just want to acknowledge everyone who's come together to learn on a hectic day, and it's really a testament to our commitment here for our amazing opportunity to learn together. So, okay, we are on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph at the very top. The Gemara is explaining the extensive Mishnah that we read on Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is now talking about the following in the procedure for the Ma'amados. So the Mishnah said, if we recall, that they would be involved in reading the Torah. So the Mishnah said that they would, what would they do? They would read from the Parsha of Bereishis, Parsha Gedola Koronaso Bishnayim, Vaktana Biyachid. The Mishnah makes an interesting statement that the Parsha Gedola, the larger section, because the Mishnah lists two sections for each day, the larger section, Karnas HaBishnayim, Vakatana BiYachid, they would read with two, and the smaller section, they would read with one. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Parsha Gedola, Karnas HaBishnayim, Bishachris, Uvimosaf, Uvimincha, Karin Alpiyan. So here's what happens. Before we get to that, the Mishnah said that the Parsha Gedola, we read with two, at Shachris and at Musaf and at Mincha Korin Alpien. Ibailahutz, the Gemara says, we have to clarify something. Hechi Kamar, what exactly is the Mishnah saying? Is the Mishnah saying Bishachris uvim Musaf Korin Osa Bisefer? That at Shachris and Musaf, because the Mishnah just listed three in a row. It's clear that the first one belongs to the first description. It's clear that the last one belongs to the second description. It's not clear where the middle one goes. So do we say that Shachris and Musaf we read from a Sefer Torah? Uvimincha, when it comes to Mincha, Koronasa Alpeh, Koronas Shema, we read it Alpeh like we read Shema. So we read the Ma'amados like a Kriyas HaTorah for Shachris and Musaf, and for Shachris and Musaf, but not for Mincha. Odilmor, maybe, Hachik Tani. This is what we meant. Bishachris, Koronasa B'Sefer. We meant that you read it, Parsha Gedola, Koronasa B'Shnayim, Bishachris, comma, and then uvemusav uvemincha karnas alpeh karnas shema. We read it alpeh the way we read shema. So says the Gemara. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. I apologize. Says the Gemara. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. A proof that what? A proof that like the first day. So says the Gemara. The Braisa says that at Shachris and at Musaf, they walk into the Beis HaKnesses and they read the way they read the entire year. And at Mincha, Yachid Koronosa, a Yachid reads it, Alpeh, by heart. And therefore, what do we see? We see that the correct interpretation in the Mishnah is that both Shachris and Musaf are read as a Tzibur, and it's Mincha that's read as a Yachid. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, Yachid Yachal Likros Divrei Torah Alpeh. But Tzibur, is a Yachid permitted to read Divrei Torah by heart for the Tzibur? Ella, says the Gemara, Kula Nichnasim Mekornos Alpeh Kekornos Shema. Doesn't mean that one person reads it for everyone, but rather everybody goes in and reads it for themselves the way we read the Shema. So what's interesting is that there's a discussion in the Gemara, are we permitted to recite? The Gemara has an Isser, actually. Dvarim that are said Baal Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh is not supposed to be written down, and Dvarim that are written down are not really supposed to be said Baal Peh. So Torah Shebachtav was written down, right? Because we were worried that we would lose it. So Eis Lasos Hashem, if you're a Sora Secha, that's what the Gemara says. But Dvarim Shebachtav are not really supposed to be said Baal Peh. What is the nature of that Isser? Since it's Torah Shebichtav, it's supposed to be read from a Ksav. So there's a big machlokas Rishonim. What's the Hagdara of that Isser? When does that apply? When does that not apply? Let's say I want to have a conversation with you and I want to quote a pasuk. Let's say I'm on a Tiyul with you and I want to quote a pasuk. Let's say I'm giving a shir and I want to quote a pasuk Baal Peh. What's the Hagdara? So there's a big machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that the Hagdara is not that you're never allowed to say a pasuk from Chumash Baal Peh, but that you're not allowed to do it in such a manner that you're motzi the tzibur baal peh, right? So, Yitzi gets up on Shabbos morning, and nobody has a chumash in front of them, and he doesn't have a sefer Torah, and he just recites psukim baal peh to be motzi the tzibur. So that you're not supposed to do, and that we see from this Mishnah, that we see from this Gemara. Others say no, that that's not exactly the Hagdara, that it has to do with other questions of whether you're not mitargim the psukim, not mitargim the psukim. But that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that, and it's interesting that these mamados have two components, right? One component is the tzibur component. Let's remember what the maimed was. The maimed is a celebration of the schus of being part of contributing to the Beis HaMikdash, right? The schus of being part of contributing to the Beis HaMikdash. So they would have a yontif, right? And they would do something about it. So part of that is a communal celebration, the opportunity for us together. That's a schus, as a klal. And part of that is as a yachid, that every person, even though they say it in a shul, they say it on their own. That person has to have an individual appreciation for their opportunity to engage and contribute towards the tzibur. Says the Gemara, kol yom sheyesh bo halel ein bo maimin. So the Mishnah made a statement that any day that there is a halel, there is no maimon. So the Gemara wants to know, why is it that if we look at the Mishnah, kol yom sheyesh bo halel, ein bo maimon, right? So the Gemara wants to know, why is it that when there's a halel, we lose the maimon of Musaf, we don't lose the maimon of Ne'ilah. My hefresh ben zela zeh. So says the Gemara. Of Mincha, we don't lose the maimed of Me'ilah. So the Gemara says, my hefresh ben zela zeh. Halolu divrei Torah. When we talk about Mincha, we talk about something that is rooted in the Torah. Rashi makes very clear that we're not necessarily suggesting that the tefillah of Mincha as formulated is midoraisa, but rather that it has roots in the Torah. And in fact, that Yitzchak daven Mincha, it represents the Korban Shel Bein Arbayim. So therefore, it has a higher status. V'alolu divrei sofrim, and the ne'ilah has a little bit of that's more of divrei sofrim. That's more of says Rashi v'tzrich and chizik. Zman atzei kohanim ve'am. So then the Gemara said that when the people would give the atzei kohanim, when they would give the people and the kohanim and the people would give the wood for the Beis Hamikdash, they would also make a yantif. So Tana Rabbanan, Lama Hitzruchu, why did they need to do this? Lama Zman Atze Kohanim Ve'am. So what was the reason for this? So Amru, they used to say, Kesha'alu B'nei Gola, when the people came back from Bavel, Lama Tzu'etzim Belishka. So obviously they came back from Bavel 70 years later. There's no wood in the storehouses to burn on the Mizbeach. Ve'amdu Elu, and these people stood up, Yisnadvu Mishelohem, and they offered their own wood. They offered their own wood to be used for the Beis HaMikdash. The kach isnu neviim, and that's why the neviim made a takana, shebenehen, that their children, shafilu lishka malea eitzim, even if the lishka is full of wood, you elu misnavdu mishelahen, we would use their wood. Shenemar, as it says, va gorolos, hipanu al korbana eitzim, the gorolos, the lottery, used to fall on the korbana eitzim, on the offering of the wood, hakohanim leviim ve'am, from the kohanim, from the leviim, and from the people in general, lahavi lebeis elokenu, to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, lebeis avoseinu, the bias of our forefathers, le'itim mezumanim, in a particular time, shana b'shana, every single year, levar al mizbeach Hashem elokenu, in order to burn on the mizbeach of Hashem elokenu, kakasa b'torah, as it's written in the Torah, right? So that was a big yantif. So imagine today, today people make a contribution to an organization or to a shul, and how do we feel? We feel like, we feel like $1 million, right? I gave you money, and I'm making this contribution, but is there a sense of that this is a schus for me, that I'm getting something from making this contribution. That I actually, it's a schus for me to make this contribution. I'm lucky that I have the opportunity to make this contribution. That's the Zman HaSekonim. That's the perspective here. They would, in other words, these people had the schus of giving the money every single year. They had the schus that no one else could take it away from them, that they got to be the donors that could give the money away every year. At all of the fundraising seminars that I've ever gone to, when they talk to you about getting over your discomfort of asking people for their money because you feel bad, right? Who wants to ask somebody for money? I should ask you for your money. So you feel bad. So they, thank you. So they always tell you that your mindset has to be that you're doing them a favor. This is an opportunity. This is a great schus. You're doing them a favor. So make sure you work for an organization where you're really doing them a favor, right? You're not doing them a favor if you're getting them to give to something that's not important. But if you have something that's important, you're giving them a schus. This isn't, I'm not getting up and begging you. This is an opportunity for you. So we have to keep that in mind, that sometimes we get in a very entitled, sense of when it comes to our possessions. And we think that when we give to others, we're just benefiting them. They say that the word nasan, right, when it comes to venosnu, when it comes to giving to the mikdash, giving in general is a palindrome. That means it's spelled the same way in both directions. Why? Because the person who's giving is really benefiting as well. They're really getting from the giving as well. So it's a good thing to keep in mind as we enter the season of appeals. Right? You are all lucky that we give you the opportunity to be able to give money in an appeal to a worthy cause. V'imayim kohanim v'leviim v'chol mi. So Tanu Rabbanan, so the Gemara says, what is this? If you remember when we learned the Mishnah together, we mentioned the Bnei Gonvei Ali, those who stole the Ali, which is like the piece of the grinder, the top piece of the grinder, the pestle, I think it's called. U'bnei Kotsai Katsios, and from those that make the fig cakes, the date cakes. Amru, so where did this come from? How are those people get involved here? So Amru, they say, Pamachas, Gazra HaMalchus, there was a Gezerah from the kingdom, Gezerah al Yisrael. There was a Gezerah in the Jewish people, Shelo Yavu Eitzim Lemaracha, that nobody could bring Eitzim, wood for the Mizbeach, Shelo Yavu Bikurim Lirushalayim, and you can't bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim. It's a big discussion. When this happened exactly. Some opinions say this is in the time of Yerubbaal ben Nevat. This is like him stopping the Jewish people. Some people say that this was in Bayis Rishon. And some say this was the time of Yavon. This, the Greeks did this in Bayis Sheni. So this is a big discussion. It's pretty much all the different options are accounted for. Voshibo Purzdos ala Drachim. And they made officers on the Drachim, on the roads. It's called in Israel when you have you have to go through a checkpoint, right? There's a Hebrew word they always like to use, right? Kederach Shahoshib Yerubbaal ben Nevat, just like Yerubbaal ben Nevat made Shelo Yalu Yisrael Leregel, the Jewish people couldn't be all Leregel. So Ma'asu. So what did the Jewish people do? They couldn't get Bikurim and they couldn't get Eitzim through. So they concocted a plan. Ma'asu Ksherin. What did the people in that generation who were good people? What did they do? Heviu Sali Bikurim. They brought baskets of Bikurim. V'chifum Bikatzios V'notlum V'oli Al Ktefon. And they put this produce into the basket, like pressed down, and they put the piece that you use for the grinding or for the pressing onto their shoulders. They came in Shigiu Eitzapurzdos, and they got to the checkpoint. So Amr Lahem Lahechanatim Hochem, where do you think you're going? That's what the officers would say. Amr Lahem, so they would say to them, Lasos Shnei Gule Devela, we're going to make date cakes, b'mashtechas shilufaneinu, we need to get the mortar that's in front of us, that's down the road. Ube'ali sha'aktafeinu, and we're going to use these things that are on our shoulders. Kevin sha'abru mehen, so when they let them go, itru b'salim, ve'evim l'Yerushalayim, they would decorate the baskets, and they'd bring them to Yerushalayim. So it was a subterfuge, that's how they got it through. So tana ha'enein b'nei salmoyan utufoy, so fati, this is also similar to the family of the Salmoi who came from Netufti. And what did they do? Tanarabana Mayim bin Esamay Netufi. Amru Pamachas Kazar Malchus Kazer al Yisrael. there was a gezera of the Jewish people, shelo yaviu eitz lamaracha, that they couldn't bring wood to the Mizbeach, to Yerushalayim. And they put guards on the roads, the same way Yoram Nevat, guards on the roads, the Jewish people couldn't do Aliyah L'Regel. What did the Yerechet do in that generation? If you Gezerehen, the Asu Sulmos. So David, you're going to like this. They took the boards and they made ladders out of them. And they went and they carried the ladders. Now it's shocking at the fact that this worked is that somebody believed that a bunch of from guys going on the road are actually going somewhere with a ladder. Like what is that, right? So Kevinchi, Giyu Etzlan, when they got to him, they said to them, where are you going? So Amulahem, Lavi, Gozos Meshubach, we're going to get pigeons from the dovecotes. We need these ladders to get high up, right? From the Glasser family. Can't reach it on our own. Shilafaneinu, Uvisulmos, Shalkatfeinu, we're going to use the ladders that are on our shoulders. Kevin Shabameh, and as soon as they passed by the checkpoint, Pirkum, they would take apart these ladders, Evim, Behelim, Yerushalayim, and they would bring them up to Shalayim, Ba'aleim, Ba'al-Kayotzebahem, and on these families that would do this, people that would take these kinds of risks and these type of ingenuity, Amr Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We say the term Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Yeravam ben Nevat, but this leader of the Jewish people that stood in the way of the progress of the Jewish people, who would put people on the roads to prevent people from being Ola Regel, we say no, we don't say Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Nemar V'Shem Rishoyim Yirkav, the name of Rishoyim should decompose. Ube'esrimbo, so now if you remember the Mishnah went through the different families and the dates at which they celebrated the bringing of the wood for each of those families. So it said that on the 20th, it was the B'nai Pachas Moav ben Yehuda. So Tana, we learned, B'nai Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, Einem B'nai David ben Yehuda. That's the same family as the B'nai David ben Yehuda, who was also listed in the Mishnah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, it's not the B'nai David ben Yehuda, but it's Einem B'nai Yoav ben Tsruya, who's also listed. So Be'esrim Be'elul, in the 20th of Elul, B'nei Adin ben Yehuda. So that was the family of Adin ben Yehuda. So Tana Rabbana, B'nei Adin ben Yehuda, Einem B'nei David ben Yehuda. So we have a separate mimer that says that the B'nei Adin ben Yehuda are the same as B'nei David ben Yehuda. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Einem B'nei Yoav ben Tsruya. Those are the same people as Yoav ben Tsruya. Ve'echad B'teves, on this first day of Teves, Shebo B'nei Parosh Sheniyah. So that's when we're told that this family of Parosh, they came a second time. So Mani Masnesim. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah, who's the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbi Yossi. Can't be any of these people. Because he Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, it doesn't make sense. Listenu Shavu B'nei David ben Yehuda Shnia. If it's Rabbi Meir, then just like the Mishnah listed now, the B'nei Parosh brought a second time, it should list that the B'nei David ben Yehuda brought a second time, because according to him, that original B'nai Pachas Moav ben Yehuda is referring to B'nai David ben Yehuda. So it can't be Rabbi Meir, because it would have said, the Mishnah would have said, that we listed twice, that they get a second shot. E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, listening to Shabo B'nai David ben Yehuda Shniya, it also should have said David ben Yehuda Shniya for the other one. E Rabbi Yossi, listening to Shabo ben Yoav ben Tsruya Shniya. According to him, they gave it twice. So again, if this Mishnah, which already accounts for this other family giving twice, well, if the Mishnah was authored by any of these Tanoim, it would have to say it again, that these other people gave it twice. Ba'olam Rabbi Yossi. So really it's Rabbi Yossi. V'trei Tanoi alivad Rabbi Yossi. And there's a machlokas Tanoim, according to Rabbi Yossi. Not everybody agrees that this is exactly what Rabbi Yossi said. And so therefore, it could be that the Shita that says that Rabbi Yossi accounted for one family is not the Shita that accounted for the other family. Kitor's account for this family, not the Shita that accounted for that family. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, there wouldn't be another one to necessarily include. So then the Mishnah made an interesting comment. The Mishnah said, on the first day of Teves, there was no Maimid at all. Why? Because we have a very interesting confluence of situation here. What's the problem? Why can't there be a Maimid on that day, on Echad B'Teves? Because Echad B'Teves has a lot going on. Echad B'Teves is Rosh Chodesh, right? Rosh Chodesh gets rid of the Maimid for Shachars. Echad B'Teves is Hallel, right? It's Hallel, right? Echad B'Teves is also Chanukah, it's Hallel, right? Echad B'Teves also has Musaf, because I'm sorry, as because it's Rosh Chodesh, right? Echa b'teves. So what do we do? Say lo haya b'maimit. So Amar li Makashisha b'ed Rav Chisla Rav Ashi, my shna halel the dochi didei u'may shna musaf the lo dochi didei. So he says the following. So he says, what is the difference for halel? That's docha the maimed of shachris. Whenever we have halel, we don't say the maimed of shachris. But whenever we have musaf, de lo dochi didei, says Rashi, diktani yom sheyesh bo musaf, ein bo mincha. That's what the Mishnah said. That on a day that you have musaf, you don't say the maimed of mincha. The Gemara is assuming in the Havamina that you don't say the maimed of mincha, but you do say the maimed of musaf. You don't say shachris because you have halel, but you don't say mincha because you have musaf, but you do say musaf. So the Gemara says, I don't understand if halel has the power to be docha the maimed that coincides with the halel in shachris. So why does it musaf docha the maimed that coincides with the musaf in musaf? So Amar le Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi hashda de lav didei dochi didei lo kol shekein. So he says, no. The answer to this question is hagufa. That now that we understand that it's not hashta de lav didei dochi, now that we understand that it's docha something that's not its own meaning. Musaf is powerful enough to be docha mincha. So didei dochi didei lo kol shekein. So certainly it should be docha musaf itself. So Amar le. He says, I never doubted that Musaf is docha Musaf. I was asking that lo lidchi ela didei. It should only be docha Musaf. Halal is only docha Shachris. Musaf should only be docha Musaf. Why is it docha Mincha? So Amar Leis, the Gemara says, actually, Ika Rabbi Yossi, there is a Shita in the Tanaim that agrees with you. The Koi Kavaseich, the Tanya, because we learned it in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Kol sheyesh bo Musaf, yesh bo Maimid. There is a day that has musaf that does have a maimid. Maimid demai. What maimid would you say on a day that has musaf? Ilema maimid de shachris. If the chiddush is you say the maimid of shachris or tanakama. That's not a chiddush. That's the tanakama's shita. He also holds that way. Nami hachi komar. Ela maimid de musaf. It must be the maimid of musaf. No, didei nami lo dachi. Right? Didei nami lo dachi. He read it as a question. Right? You're telling me Musaf is not docha its own tefillah, its own maimed? So, ela de mincha. So, it must be mincha. But karban etzim dochi. The karban etzim could be docha mincha. Ela lav de ne'ilah. It must be ne'ilah. Shma mina, didei dochi, de lav didei, lo dochi. Right? That it's docha its own, but the lav didei, but something that's not its own, lo dochi. Nami be'echad benisan. So now the Gemara wants to know, why don't we also include Echad benisan as one of these days that lo haya bo maimid, right? Because Echad benisan also has a lot going on. Mipnei sheyesh bo halel, since it has halel, vikarbon musaf, and it also has a karbon musaf, because it's Rosh Chodesh, vikarbon etzim, and it was one of our days of karbon etzim. So it's just like Rosh Chodesh, Teves, right? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just like Rosh Chodesh Teves. So what's the answer? Why is Rosh Chodesh Nisan different than Rosh Chodesh Teves? What's the difference? Difference is in the halal, right? How much halal do you say on Rosh Chodesh Teves?
Full halal. Because it's Hanukkah.
Right. How much halal do you say on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Half halal. So Amar Rava says, Rava Zoso Meres. This tells us, this is going to shock us a little bit, it's Ashkenazim. Halela de Beresh Yarcha Lav Do Raisa. That halal on Rosh Chodesh is not really a Do Raisa. The Gemara says halal on Rosh Chodesh is actually a minug. And in fact, there's a big machlokas Rishonim whether or not you make a bracha on that halal at all. Brahmins of the opinion that you do not make a bracha on the halal of Rosh Chodesh. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes that daya. We're of the opinion that we do make a bracha on the halal of Rosh Chodesh, but we say half halal to indicate that it's only. But if it's Chanukah, then the halal is full halal. Why is the Chanukah halal full halal? Because the Chanukah halal, it's because of a nes, right? You're right. The nes happens to be the nes of Chanukah, but any halal that is for a nes, right, is already midoraisa. Right, that's one of the reasons we say halel doraisa. right? Always, oh, so I was thinking about Yom HaTzimut. So that's what's interesting, is discussion. Should the halal for Yom HaTzimut be a halal, a chatzi halal, or a full halal? So assuming that the reason why we're saying that halal is because of a of the Neis Shabo, so it would not necessarily be appropriate to say a half halal, we should say a full halal, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, there are
with
many, there are different minhagim.
With a bracha.
With a bracha. So, right, well, it's a big discussion. It's a big discussion. It's not, it, the discussion of Yom HaTzimut, which we don't have time for right now, is not everyone's going to agree with what I'm about to say. It's really less about whether we should say halal or whether we should say halal on that day. In other words, you probably could corner most people into a space where they would admit that a miracle happened that's worthy of halal. And the answer to that would be yes. The question of whether or not Hey Iyar should be a day that is endowed with the significance of saying halal, that was a matter of great debate, because a lot of things happened on Hey Iyar. Part of what happened on Hey Iyar is a great miracle happened, that we declared the state of Israel. Part of what happened on Hey Iyar, if you look at the front page of the Palestine Post on that day in May, what will you see? You will see state of Israel born, and then you will see war, right? Gush Etzion fell the same day, and you know, everybody went to war. So a lot, many, not many, but some poskim felt that's a very inappropriate day to say halal. What's Hey Iyar? Hey Iyar is a bunch of people got into a room and they declared a state and they had a political, essentially a political experience. It's a big debate whether or not God should have any role in that room. That was a huge debate. That's why the, that's actually what held off the declaration of the state. It was held off because that's what they were arguing about. And in the end, that one, Rav Maimon wanted to include the name of Hashem in the declaration of the state of Israel. Secularists felt absolutely not. We're totally moving past that. This is a totally man-made, we're a country, we're a normal country, we're the Jewish people, and we've conquered everything. And their compromise was it should say Hatzur. It should say Tzur Yisrael, the rock of Israel, which some could interpret as the rock of Israel. We know Tzur Yisrael refers to Hashem. But if you want to, you could say the Rock of Israel. The Rock of Israel is the army, is the government, is the, right? So since you had that ambiguity, that was the compromise, and that got it in. So is that a sacred day? Is that not a sacred day? So that became a debate. So some people say, maybe there should be a hallow, but why should it be then? Maybe it should be when the war ended. Maybe it should be another time. Who knows? Maybe it's an unfolding drama that, you know, why should we pick that day? Some people felt that, no, the decision to declare the state in and of itself, that moment, that courage and, you know, and that transformative moment in the history of the Jewish people, that's the day that we celebrate as the beginning, as the Eschalta de Geula, as the beginning of moving forward. And Hatzala Lemisa L'chaim, one of the poskim on that topic, says that, you know, it's interesting because so that maybe is true, that there was a Hatzalah for everybody in Eretz Yisrael, right? Who says there was a Hatzalah for people in America or France or South Africa? That was a Hatzalah for them, right? So let's say we're, so they declared a state of Israel in Israel. You know, now today, it, like such a question sounds insane because so many Jews live in Israel and it's so much the center of our world. And we, you know, they think they just, I saw on the news, 14 million Jews, right? I think like 8 million Jews live in Israel. So it's like, you have to understand, at the time, there were like 200,000 Jews in Israel. There's like the miut sheba miut lived in Israel. It's a bunch of crazy kibbutznik, you know, Hasidim. Like, it wasn't like, it wasn't considered like a mainstream thing to do. It wasn't, you know. So, you know, the notion that something happened there, like, should be mechayev everybody all over the world and how? So, I don't remember who it was, but one of the poskim say, yeah, I'll tell you why. Because with the birth of Israel came the law of return. And with the law of return, that means that if I'm a Jew in Iraq, or if I'm a Jew in South Africa, or if I'm a Jew in America, and there's something wrong, and I'm in trouble, I have a place I can go. That affects me everywhere I am. We are all safer in America because there is an Israel to go to. We are all safer in America because we know that if, God forbid, something happened here, we have a place we can go. So that itself, that Hatzalah is worthy of a halal.
Yeah, so you say Hanukkah also happened in, okay, with the Greeks in Jerusalem. Like, that has something to do with.
Yeah, so they discuss that, whether or not, so that's a whole, right, so that's all discussion, the halal of Hanukkah, what exactly it's, what exactly it's relating to and how that got pushed out. That is a good point. That is a discussion. So, Halele de Bereish Yarcha Lav Doraisa. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzedek says Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzedek. Shmona Asar Yom B'Shana Yachid Gomer Behena Sahal. 18 days a year, a person finishes Halal. Elohim, these are the days. Shmonas Yimei Achag, 8 days of Sukkot. Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach. V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Atzeres, the first day of Atzeres. We don't say Halal the rest of Pesach, Halal Shalim. Tulsus discusses that. That's an extensive discussion because it's really one Kedushas Hayom. V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Atzeres, uvegolah. And in the diaspora, Esrim Ve'echad Yom, 21 Ve'elohim, because there's Tisha Yimei Achag, there are 9 days of Sukkot, Ushmonos Yimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, B'shnei Yomim HaRishonim Shal Pesach, there are 2 days of Pesach, and 2 days of Atzeres. Rav Ikla LeBavel, Rav visited Bavel, Chazinu, and he saw the Kakara Halel Bereish Yarcha. They were saying Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Several Avsikinu, he wanted to stop them. Came to Chazal to come in Dalgi de Luge. But when he saw that they skipped a little bit, he saw that they were that they were observing the fact that that it wasn't a full halal. So Amar Shma Minei, we learn from here. Minag Avaseichem Biyadeichem. It's a minig. That's why they do it. Tana Yachid Lo Yaschil, and that's why a Yachid shouldn't start from Hiskel. But if he starts Gomer, he could finish. They say. Some of the posts can say that a person should be extra careful, especially on Rosh Chodesh, to say halal with a tzibur. Because once you are not connected to the tzibur, it's less of a, it's more of a question, and you see from this Gemara, whether or not such a minig. Heidbarim iru as avasin b'shivasa b'tamuz. 5 things happened to our forefathers on Shivasa b'tamuz. Nishtabru aluchos. One of the things is that the luchos were broken. Minyala, and how do we know that? Titani, we learned in a braisa. B'shisha l'chodesh on the 6th day of the Chodesh. Nitnu Aseres Hadibros. The Aseres Hadibros were given to Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Shivabo. Rabbi Yossi says it was on the 7th. Manda Omer B'Shisha. That it's he who says it's on the 6th. Nosnu B'Shisha was given on the 6th. Nitnu, I'm sorry. B'Shisha Nitnu on the 6th. It was given to B'Shiva Ola Moshe. And the 7th, Moshe went up. Manda Omer B'Shiva. And says that Shiva, B'Shiva Nitnu B'Shiva Ola Moshe. It was given on the 7th. And he went up on the 7th. Because it says, Vayikra El Moshe, Bayom HaShvi'i, on the 7th day. V'ksev, and it says, V'yavo Moshe b'soch ha'anan, Moshe comes into the cloud, V'yal el'or, and he goes up to the mountain, V'yi Moshe b'har, arboim yom v'arboim laila, and he's there for 40 days and 40 nights. Esrim v'arba de Sivan, 24 days of Sivan, v'shisar de Tammuz, 16th day of Tammuz, right? It's 24 plus 16. Molu lehen arboim b'shivsar b'tammuz. So it falls out, the 40 days end, on the 17th of Tammuz. Nachis, he comes down. Asan, he comes. The Tavrinu Leluchos, and that's when he breaks the Luchos. It says in the Pasuk, Vayi Kasher Karav El Machane, when he draw close to the Machane, Vayar Esa Egel, he saw the Egel, Vayishlach Meyado, and he sent forth from his hand, Esa Luchos, Eluchos, Vayishaber Osam Tachas Ahara Nebruk. Batel HaTamid, how do we know that the Tamid was Batel on Shavasu B'Tamas? Gemara, that's a tradition. Hukvair, when was the city penetrated? The Yud Zayin Havo, that will happen on the 17th. V'oksiv, it says, V'chodesh Arabi, in the 4th month. B'tisha l'chodesh, that happened on the 9th. V'yach zakarov ba'ir, the hunger was very strong in the city. V'oksiv, Basrein, it says, Atriz v'tivka ha'ir. The city was breached. Amar Rava says, Rava lo kasha, that's not a problem. Kan b'rishona, one was the Mikdash Rishona, where it happened on the 9th. And Kan b'shnia, where it happened on the 17th. D'tanya, because we learned in a braisa, b'rishona huk v'ir b'tisha, the first place Amindash was on the 9th. B'tamuz, b'shnia, b'shiva asar, and the 2nd was on the 17th. Sarah asked b'tamuz is at Torah. How do we know that happened on Shabbos b'tamuz? Gemara, that's also a tradition. Hemitzalim b'heichal. They put it Salem, they put a like an idol in the heichal. Minoah, and how do you know that? Yechsiv, it says, u'me'eis chusar atomid, from the time that the tamid stopped, v'loseis shikutz shomein, put a disgusting idol in the heichal. V'chad hava, was there only one? Shakutz was only one. Boksiv, it says, Val knaf shikutzim mishumam. On the wings of shikutzim. Rashi has klomer hoksiv kro achrina dechsiv be shikutzim demash metrei. It sounds like there were two. So the Gemara says, yeah, there were two. Amar Rava, trey avu, there were two. Rashi says, Menashe, put this in the heichal. There were two. So the nafa, what happened? So why does Pasuk say there was only one? The nafa chad al chavre. One fell on the other. The tavre le liyode. And it broke the other's hand. Rashi says, v'anikta lo kachoshiv. So the one whose hand was broken was not considered part of the, was not considered choshiv, so therefore it wasn't included in the pasuk's description, and that's why it's in the singular. So v'tavre le liyode. V'ashtecha, and when they found it, the havikziv, they saw that it was written on this idol. It said, ant detzavis lechurve besa, you who are coming to destroy my house, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, yodcha ashlimas le, your hand will be done for. Your hand will be cut off. Okay?
That brings us to Shabbos of the Talmud.
Broke one another. That's what it sounds. Abraham said that his father kind of didn't believe.